is your man Blackson, and this is All About Grime. You're now listening to Ison Selector.
How did you meet, guys?
Yeah, basically, I moved from a certain part of Sheffield to his part of Sheffield, and I met everybody at school when I went to a certain secondary school.
Okay.
In fact, sorry, it was the first. I met them in primary school, so I moved at the start, the end of year six.
Yeah.
And then I met these guys at the end of year six, and then I was already due to go to a different school at the other side of town, but my mum pulled me out of that and put me in their school, and then we just became friends from there.
When you mean their school is Milks and AK?
Yeah, Milks and AK and Tempo.
And Tempo as well.
Tempo as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Who's part of the Scum fam?
Well, it's me, K-Dot. There's Milks, Tempo, Cutter One, Tez Kid.
Nerva.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I've discovered her last year, actually, with the Dublin Live.
Yeah, yeah, she's sick.
I was really shy, but once again, when she's grabbing the mic, Jesus, she's woo.
Yeah, she's young as well, so
yeah,
she's just coming through. She's just
it's the goal of Scum fam also have let's say get not exposure, but give opportunity of upcoming talents also.
Yeah,
no?
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Only Sheffield.
Well, Scum fam means Sheffield City Underground Movement, so. It'd be hard to have somebody from Sheffield in there.
okay. What about if you move? Can you still be on the Scum fam if you move in another country?
I don't know.
Another city?
We'll talk.
We might have to make the abbreviation mean something else.
Negotiation. Okay. Do you remember your first bars?
I remember it's one of two. I don't know which one was first out of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember him fully, probably can remember one line from him, man. I can remember his first bars.
Yeah. What's the first bar of AK? I'd like to know that.
My name's Kieran, I got money to spend, I'll buy some shocks or some 110s. If I don't buy 110s, buy some TNs. If I don't buy that, buy Mercedes Benz.
Already, oh.
Yeah.
You were already going
That out. Was like 12 years old, 13 years old. Mama was sick back then.
Okay. You were a rapper before meet AK or not at all?
I'd say around about the same time.
About the same time, okay. Really, innit?
And you start to speak like around 12.
I just basically like came out saying I was a rapper, whereas he was writing bars, but didn't tell nobody he was rapping. And then
you were the shyest one then.
Yeah, kind of.
It was. No,
well, to be honest, I kind of got influenced from my cousin. My cousin was like into music.
Okay.
But he was just like he used to joke around with it. But as when I seen it, I thought I'll take it serious.
Okay.
So
at the age of like 15, you start to really
Okay.
In comparison to Invasion Alert, you still performing together. What's the difference between you both, this group and Scum fam?
I think Invasion and Scum fam.
I don't think Invasion's about no more. I think it's a crew no more.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're more tighter. It's like because we grew around from young. Whereas Invasion, I think some of them might have grown around each other from young, but not all of them. Like majority of Scum fam, we all grew around each other from like early ages, like 13, 14 year old.
Yeah, like Invasion was put together. Vader put Invasion together, like with MCs from all different parts of Brum. Brum's a big city, so a lot of them kids didn't grow up together.
Yeah.
We did, so I can't remember any serious argument we've ever had with each other in how many years of knowing each other.
So even past music, the connection's strong anyway, so it's hard to break.
Yeah.
Regardless of music or anything. So I think with them, if someone might lose interest within the music, and then that's how they fall apart.
Yeah.
Apart
indeed. Yeah, there's several stories on this. It was quite a shame at the time, regarding the, let's say, all the effort that was... that Vader spent on this group also.
Yeah.
And how things, let's say, have been... become, I would say. It's a shame. But anyway, Scum fam is here like for like 10 years, something like this. Maybe more.
So we've been together. Me, AK, Tempo, Milks was in a crew together before. But Scum fam, the name, the brand has been around for 10 years. That's Tez Kid's name. Uh-huh. But there was different members before.
We
had our own crew, and then it was reborn in 2012. So
yeah, we come around like 2012.
Going on 7 years, innit?
Yeah.
Would you be okay to include Palize in Scum fam? Because it's only MCs that are in Scum fam. Do you think that Palize could be in Scum fam?
Do you know what? Palize is kind of like, he's around us anyway. He's like, he's a friend of ours anyway. Indeed. So it's like, he's kind of Scum fam without being Scum fam kind of thing.
I'm asking because most of the tracks actually that I've heard recently.
Yeah.
Palizé is involved.
Yeah.
And Palizé is a guy that I read for years. By the way, big up. And to be honest, I'm working on with the team for the new edition, for the new season, whatever. I'd like also to get involved, like producers and DJs and people involved in this scene. But indeed, Palizé is doing great work. You always hang out together. You are working a lot together. You were saying, like, with your last clash, your last send, that you were going in studio every day to record and to speak.
Yeah.
I know that Mills and Palizé are always around. So this is why I'm asking. How's the scene in Sheffield, guys?
It's popping again now that AK's revived it.
Revived
it from the ashes.
I want to hear you on this. How's the scene, AK?
Do you know what? It's all right. It's always been there, but sometimes we need a little push. And started this year, we got a little push from myself and also Medley as well. Can't take credit away from Medley. We had a little warring session, a little sparring session, as we'd say in the UK.
Sparring session. I love this one.
Sparring session. It was just friendly competition. It was just ward up for ward up, tune for tune kind of thing. And it got Sheffield talking, and a lot of MCs have come out the shells now. People are starting to wanting to release music, or they're doing Facebook videos or whatever it is, showing some activity. And that's what the whole aim of it was, really.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you record 5 tracks in 1 week?
Yeah, 5 tracks. Five
cent.
Yeah.
In 1 week.
Direct.
Normal.
After your 9-to-5 work.
Yeah. I work as well. 9-to-5. No, amazing. I don't work 9-to-5. I work 7-to-5. That's what I work.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hard worker. Yeah. So Hard work pays off. Definitely. No, that's okay. This is something that I really appreciate on you, because there's here in Belgium we have exactly the same, actually. A lot of people are good in what they do, you know, they go to record, they do to speed or whatever, but there's a lack, actually, of energy, the lack of proactivity. And this is something that definitely you try to send to people, this energy, to say, okay, go ahead, even if it's not, let's say, 100% correct, go ahead.
Yeah.
And this is something that attract me on Grime. It's the fact that, okay, we don't care if the stuff is not very well mastered, very well, you know, recorded, whatever. The main and the most important is the moment. Who's the most feared MC you ever met?
Kedat.
What about you, Kedat?
Me.
Definitely. Yeah. That's amazing.
I don't know. Either me or Getz. I've met Getz. Getz is probably my favorite MC of all time.
Yeah. Okay.
He's ridiculous.
Okay. Who would you like to collab with?
I'd like to collab with Getz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say P Money, but I've already done a collab with P Money.
Indeed. The track was decent.
It was a good track. We're going to do something else. We've been speaking about doing something else. But Getz probably.
Okay. What about you, okay?
Yeah, I'd probably say Getz as well.
Getz
in the Grime scene, anyway.
Yeah, in Grime.
What about Drake? Chip. What about Drake, guys?
You take that.
I just put him on a hook and then it's
Only the hook.
Just the hook.
We'll deal with the verses.
What do you think about the collab between Steph London and one of you guys? Do you rate her?
I didn't rate her at first, but I'm starting to rate her more now.
Why?
Like, I heard the latest track she did, the lift off thing, and I think she goes hard on that.
See, I was the opposite way around. I used to rate her, now I don't like her.
I'm exactly...
I know what, she's not the best, most lyrical, but I think she sounds sick.
I'm exactly the same than AK.
But I've gone off that attitude, how she is now.
Yeah.
Like, she's got too big for her boots, I think.
Okay. You think Mills also is too big for his boot regarding the fact that he avoid to come here in Belgium?
He's punching
himself. Do we have
right
the
now.
Chance to call him? What do you think about the drill movement?
Not much. I'm not a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
For various reasons, like, obviously it's not really, a lot of it sounds the same to me. It's just like there's nobody's got their own identity. Everybody's just got a balaclava on. You can't even see who's doing what.
Okay.
There's no lyrical content. There's no skill to it. So it's not my cup of tea, but I couldn't see why the kids like it. But it's, I just don't like it. It's
okay.
Not my thing.
What about you, AK?
Yeah, same really.
For you, is it comparable to the, is the same like movement than trap, drill and trap?
Sorry. I don't know, because I like a lot of wavy stuff over in America. I like a lot of the States, the wavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't listen to that for bars, you know what I'm saying? But drill, it's just one dimensional, you know what I mean? It's not even wavy, it's not even enjoyable to listen to me. It's just...
It's kind of come from the same kind of stem, but it's kind of a UK stamp.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like, it's one of them things right now, you either like it or you don't, kind of thing.
Do you rate Section Boys? Do you love the what they did in the past? And it seems that now they renew their name, they change their name.
Yeah,
they were quite famous here also.
Yeah, I seen them doing a lot of tours around Europe when they was popping. You know what, I rate a couple of their tunes.
Yeah.
And you've got to rate what they did as well, because
I rate movements in it. Like, I rate the movements.
They come from the streets. Obviously, they would, before them there wasn't an avenue on that kind of music. They've shown the world that you can make money from music, from that kind of music. Come off the streets. So you have to give them credit where it's due. Obviously, they've done the movements. They've made a name for themselves. They've shown positive light on certain things. So. Yeah, man, they've done all right, but it's just like one of them things. Like, for me, I'm just like a grind bassline kind of guy, and with that, it's like it's orientated by either catchy stuff or lyrical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in drill, it's just one dimensional. It's just more street stuff kind of thing.
Canon is doing very good at the moment. He released several tracks on his own YouTube channels. I did not see any support for big platforms. My suggestion is that he use a good digital strategy on YouTube. What do you think about it? What's your strategy to make sure people will hear your work, guys?
To be honest, the best strategy is getting it on the big platforms, obviously. You can pay to get on there, innit? But I've always refused to do that, and I know Canon's kind of the same. But he has got links with big platforms. He's probably just trying to build his own platform on his own thing. Because I have to start somewhere, and he started with a solid project. So the only way is up for him, really. But my strategy is, basically, if I've got a single release and it's a proper single, I'm going to try to get it on the biggest channel I can, innit? Just as many people as possible to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, really. The sponsors and stuff you can pay for as well. Like, obviously, you have to put a bit of change in. You have to put a bit of money in.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
The sponsors and stuff on Facebook, YouTube, like that, what everybody's doing, you know what I mean? There's a lot of promotional tools out there to make sure you get heard.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely using all of the social medias, Snapchat, YouTube, obviously, Instagram, all of that. Sponsors and all of them.
Do you know Ditto?
I said that
Ditto.
Again.
Ditto. Do you know service?
Is that a social media?
No.
It's like where you share your music, innit?
It's actually a label killer.
It's like Chunko.
It's like, yeah, you work with them, like you will pay like a fee, you will publish your EP, your album, whatever, and then actually they will do the job.
They collect like all your streams.
For you. So the fact is that they will promote it like on Spotify, Apple Music, all like digital platforms. So there's first the possibility to sell the track, and second also to make sure that your song will be... listen to streaming services and that kind of stuff. You can, for instance, promote one or two stream services, like, for instance, Spotify. If you saw that your track is going good on Spotify, then you can go ahead. So the fact is that it's not that you would say, I pay to make sure that people will hear it.
Yeah.
You pay to make sure that your track will be charted.
Yeah.
You pay to make sure that people behind this will, for instance, send emails to people involved in this.
Yeah,
it's been one year now that I receive a lot actually of publication of Ditto services, and I've emailed directly on my inbox with like description of the artist and then one or two links, for instance, to download or a link to stream this. This is something that I wanted to share with you and of course the audience of people involved in this music industry. I think it's something that at a certain moment, if you want to make sure that your product is let's say listened by others, you have to be at the proper places, because we have so many information around that it's really important to get to go further with this. So maybe you will pay some, but it's a small fee actually. But anyway, I think that the result is quite good. Guys, can we expect an album of Scumfam this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
Definitely. We've got enough tunes to put out 3 albums right now. So really and truly, if we don't release an album this year, we may as well call it a day, innit?
No, we're
definitely
going to get one because it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's this that time this year. I think the timing is perfect. Even the fact that a lot of the members of Scum Fam are in a lot better place in their life than they was, say, 12 months ago.
Okay.
The timing wasn't right. Not for me anyway.
Okay.
That's why I've not released nothing for a while, but the timing's right.
Do you think it will be like the same like mixtape that you did for Scum Fam? It will be like completely different?
Nah.
I want to go in the studio and make all together original piece of music together. Everybody there writing together. A proper project, you get me? Not just coming in and saying, oh, you put a verse on this and you put a verse on this.
Because I think before last time it was, we were just in studio and it was like, I'll do a bit. And next time K-Dot comes, he can chuck a verse on. But this time,
because with deadlines and make sure everybody has to be there and proper things, you get me? Like when we're recording this project.
Even music, what we've recorded since projects before, it's been a lot better quality.
Okay, good. But it's a great information actually, because it's been a long time that I was expecting like new tracks and new stuff from you. Okay, I heard some, but it's great. Do you already know the producer that will be involved in this? Okay, of course, Palizé. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, there'll be a few.
Really and truly, we'll put the call out and we'll work with. It's not even just about people who are known. Like, there's a lot of up and coming producers out there. That's how you find the gems. When you put the call out, put your email out there and let as many people as possible send their beats. Mm-hmm. That's where I find some of my best beats, from unknown producers.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to getting back into that more than just making something from scratch. That's why I can't wait to put my next EP out. That's out of the way, and then I'm back into recording more.
I hope you'll have a listen to. I want to give a huge shout out to Restraint, who sent me like 2 days ago unreleased track, instrumental track, very, very, very good. Restraint, you have to have a look to this guy. He's sick. He's really sick. I'll send you all information after that. Do you rate old school Don like Wiley, Skepta for what they did nowadays on the scene? Okay, for me, there's a difference between what they did and what they do nowadays. I'm really talking about nowadays. Do you still rate them?
I don't think... you could ask him, yeah. Like, I know Wiley, like, these days we can talk and them things there. Obviously, that to me, that's mad because we grew up listening to him. Mm-hmm. But even back in the day, I was never the biggest Wiley fan.
Yeah, okay. we weren't.
You know what I mean? I've always said that.
Yeah.
A lot of people obviously always used to say, like, you can't. I said it on Twitter once, and like, everybody in the grime scene was like shocked at me saying that. Like, what? You can't say nothing about Wiley, you get me? But
what about Skepta?
Yeah, I think Skepta was sick, but the stuff that he releases nowadays is too influenced by America.
Yeah, it's too American influenced.
A bit weird. It seems a bit weird these days.
Okay. Yeah.
Very strange.
Okay. And so for you, today you won't be. Yeah, you would choose definitely Wiley for what he did about Skepta. Do you think this clash between them is real or not?
Yeah, I think it is, because Wiley's that type. Just knowing what Wiley's like. Like, not like I'm his best friend or I know him like that. I mean, just like we've all seen it growing up, how Wiley is.
Yeah.
And I can't
be like that.
And when I met him, he was saying things along the lines of he gets left out of a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And he paved the way for a lot of these guys, and they don't show him the correct love that he's supposed to get. So I know that's how he feels anyway. He lives in Cyprus. He probably feels like outlined. People aren't inviting him. Chip didn't invite him to his birthday bash. That probably hurt him, because that's where it started, around that time when Chip didn't invite him to his birthday bash. And then obviously he's thinking, come on, everybody's there apart from me. Like, what's all that about? So I can imagine how he does feel like that, and I know how he thinks. So this stuff, I think it's real, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And the fact that he doesn't show up on his brand.
You know what? It looks mad, yeah, but supposedly it was really in obviously in customs or whatever.
Yeah.
So, because he does live in Cyprus, but if I was him, I would have come on two days earlier or something. He should have been there, but I don't know. It's Wiley, innit? It's mad.
I know. Wiley never turns up anyway. That's just known from Wiley.
I think he does things like that to add to the legend.
Yeah, the man, the myth.
Big H or P Money?
P Money all day.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, aka the Weatherman, aka Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for All About Grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.